At the Virginia Tech Transportation Institute, research associate Gibran Ali is driving me along a test track known as the Smart Road, when all of a sudden, visibility and road conditions go downhill fast.
We can create light to very dense fog, and for snow, we can create up to 10 inches of snow an hour.
This two-mile, two-lane loop is great for testing cars and trucks under adverse highway conditions. But with driverless vehicles coming, VTTI's added new state-of-the-art test roads that can transmit high-speed safety data to explore how the autos would behave on winding rural roads or in a busy urban setting. Shane McLaughlin designed them.
A lot of merge areas, multi-car interaction scenarios, a traffic circle, intersections that are not laid out true, you know, not square intersections, and you can enter it at speed off the smart road, off the highway portion.
McLaughlin's team studies how people drive and the mistakes they make in order to build in the right safeguards for driverless cars going forward. One of the problems they're looking at is the recent increase in pedestrian fatalities. They appear to be due to people focused on their devices instead of the road. But this technology may make it possible to create device-to-vehicle warning systems, one of the many safeguards that will need to be considered before driverless cars go mainstream. I'm Robbie Harris.